services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Oh, welcome back to the Gearing High School as we're getting you set for the Shattering Cardinals and the Mitchell Tigers, a boys' fifth-place game in the Western Conference Tournament. I'm Chase Thompson here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. Platte Valley Bank, you belong here. Member FDIC. This isn't the first time that these two teams have met this season. In fact, the last time that they met was just shy of a month ago in Shattering, and boy, was that a dandy. 67-57, the Shattering Cardinals took down the Mitchell Tigers in that contest. Leading scores for the game included Thomas Smith and Brady Daniels. Those two combined for 45 points in that game. Daniels with 22, Smith with 23, Tobin Landon had 6. Crane Ryan, who's been out with injury, he is suited up and warming up right in front of me right now. He had 7. Tyson Poirier had 4 points in the first quarter. It was a tight game throughout. After the first quarter, the Shattering Cardinals led 22-19. Made it 42-31 at half. 57-44 was the score after the third quarter, and the final score was 67-59. There were 3 lead changes, all in the first half dozen minutes of the game, and 3 ties as well during that first frame. But it was the Shattering Cardinals who won that game over the Mitchell Tigers. In fact, looking back at the series history between these two teams, Shattering Cardinals have won the last 6. In fact, lead 32-8, but the margin between these two sides have been getting closer and closer throughout the past handful of games. In conversations I was having as I was venturing on over here to Gearing this morning, there's word on the street is that people think that this could be the game of the Western Conference Tournament. You usually see the 4-5 end up being really good in the first round. Then the second round, things can kind of get a little erratic. Then the final day, you usually see matchups end up pretty solid in terms of the quality of the opponent and evenness between the two sides. Let's go ahead and take a quick look at the brackets as we've seen them for the boys' side first in the championship game coming up later today over at WCC. The Scottsbluff Bearcats will take on the Sydney Red Raiders. Scottsbluff defeated Gearing 73-39 yesterday. Sydney held Alliance to abysmal shooting 11-54 from the field in their 69-33 win. That'll be the championship game. Third place game coming up at 12:30 over at WNCC will be Alliance versus Gearing. Earlier this morning right here at Gearing High School, North Platte beat Liberty Tree Academy out of Falcon, Colorado in that one. And on the girls' side of things, a look at the brackets. Championship game will be Sydney versus Gearing. Sydney defeated North Platte 61-28 yesterday, and Gearing got past Scottsbluff 49-39. That'll be at 2 o'clock at WNCC. Third place game will be North Platte and Scottsbluff. Over at Scottsbluff High School earlier this morning, Shattering defeated Liberty Tree. I do not have a final score from that. Once I get it, I will share it for you. Shattering and the girls are the finished seventh place in the Western Conference Tournament and currently ongoing over at Scottsbluff High School. Alliance and Mitchell in the fifth place game. We're live here on the Shattering Community Hospital pregame show. We'll go ahead and take another break. Come back with the Shattering Lock. Tease the game. You're tuning in to Shattering Cardinal Basketball on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattering Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Arrow Building Center in Chatham has a February Gherkin Windows and Doors special going on all month long. Through the 28th, you can spring into savings of 40% off Gherkin Windows and Doors. That's all of Gherkin Windows and Gherkin's quality doors 40% off during February. Gherkin Windows and Doors are made right here in Nebraska. Not only great-looking windows and doors, but energy efficient to save you money year-round. See Arrow Building Center this month and save 40% on Gherkin Windows and Doors. Arrow can even help you line up qualified installers. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Chadron.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Oh, welcome back to Deering High School. We're getting it set for the Chatham Cardinals and the Mitchell Tigers in the fifth place game of the Western Conference Tournament. Let's take a look at our Chatham Lock keys of the game. Chatham Lock, your local dealer for locks, safe security cameras, access control, keys, and more for the Chatham Cardinals. Got a lot of momentum rolling off a 97-33 win yesterday over Liberty Tree. Can they continue that? Brady Daniels, Thomas Smith were hot in the first game, and Crane Ryan coming back will be a good addition off the bench for the Chatham Cardinals. And on the flip side, for the defensive side, you got to be able to defend the athletes that Mitchell has. Xavier Galloway, Michael Placencio, two of the main ones for the Mitchell Tigers. And that's your Chatham Lock keys of the game, your local dealer. For locks, safe security cameras, access control, keys, and more. We'll go ahead and take our final break. Starters and tip-off up next. You're tuning in to Chatham Cardinal Basketball on KCSR and Chadrad.com.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Chadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chadron, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR, Chadron.
Well, welcome back to the Deering High School fifth place boys game between the Chatham Cardinals and the Mitchell Tigers. About to get started. Let's jump into the starting lineups, which are sponsored by Country Kitchen, a place like home, on 10th Street in Chatham. For the Mitchell Tigers, are going to come out with number 4, Michael Pacinio, followed by number 5, Clayton Thomas, number 10, Creed Cheney, number 24, Xavier Galloway, and number 42, Wayman Banks. They are coached by Marty Gillish, assisted by Dylan Broussard and Tanner Long. And the starters for the Chatham Cardinals are Thomas Smith, Brady Daniels, Derek Bissonnett, Talon Jelinek, and Tobin Landon. Chatham will be the home team in this one. White uniforms, Mitchell, the road team in their black uniforms. This tip-off is sponsored by State Farm Insurance, My good neighbor, Trace Strathide, in State Farm is there for you. This first quarter is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. Shattern and Mitchell underway here at Gearing. Mitchell won the tip wearing their road black uniforms, white numbers, orange trim. Shattern in their home white uniforms with red numbers, black trim. Mitchell missed the first shot on the right side. Near side taking the deep two is Clay Thomas. It's actually a three, and Mitchell is up 3-0. Shattern going left to right. So far to near from my view in this first half. Mitchell going right to left, which is near to far. Daniels has it at the right block. Double team, good pass to Jelinek at the right block. He gets swatted by Galloway. Mitchell in transition slows it down. Entry pass to Banks on the right block, and he lays it up and in. 5-0. Mitchell just like that. 45 seconds into the game. Daniels facing a man-to-man defense. Will pass off to Bissonnette. Set a screen for him off the top. Bissonnette goes to the left wing. Splits inside. Bounce pass up top to Daniel. Going up against Licinio. Pass to the right block where Jelinek is. He'll kick it out to Smith. Then on the shot clock, Daniels drives. Paint. Jelinek at the right block. Gets underneath. Lays it up and in. Off of the right side. Give it a little morning kiss off the glass. Gets the deficit down to 3. Mitchell splits the press 3. Simply, Chaney will pop the 3. It's strong. Rebound on the backside by Daniels. He'll clear it across the logo. Pretty solid crowd for an 11:30 a.m. tip-off here at Gearing High School. I think a few more people leak in from Scott's Bluff after the girls completely get wound down. Bissonnette missed the 3. Mitchell in transition. Left side with it. It is Thomas. Tried to throw it in deep underneath the Banks, but it's picked off by Smith, who goes coast to coast, lay and miss. Missing that putback, no good. Throws up in the air, thought he was going to get a foul. The foul is on the rebound, though. Bang. Got caught on the arm of Thomas Smith. The first foul on Banks first in this game. We got 6:05 to go in the first quarter. 5-2, Mitchell lead. Missing that, will inbound it along the baseline, inside the Daniels. He turns around, missed the jump shot. Wide right, rebounded by Mitchell. Danny will take it up the floor, push it to Thomas. Now Banks at the right elbow. Just pass to Galloway. Galloway thought about taking the jump shot, but he's waiting for Chaney to come off the screen. Splits inside, gets past Daniels, fan on the layup. Rebounded by the Cardinals. Daniels will cross the court. He's a head fake inside the paint and carries with it. 5:37 to go in the first. 5-2 is the score between these two sides. Again, these two teams met up back on the 11th of January, and that was a 67-57 win for the Cardinals. They dominated in the latter part of the game. Shattered in the press, steals it. Smith, right side laying, got it. Jelinek's run the high point of this press. Has two steals. Mitchell, this possession, gets past it, but turns it over at the left block. Smith will slow it down at the left block, coming near side. Vista inside the paint, floater, miss, rebound, Banks. Means turning it into a little bit of a morning track meet as the three ball is popped by Clayton Thomas. He missed it short, rebounded by the Cardinals. We'll switch to first names between Clayton Thomas and Thomas Smith. Make sure we know who is who. As Daniels has it at the left wing, waits for Thomas Smith over in the corner. Entry pass into Tobin Landon underneath the basket. Jelinek throws it to Daniels. Step back Jay from behind free throw line is Cam. 5-4, 4:30 to go in this first quarter. Saturn is able to trap Mitchell, but Banks gets it at the right block, spins past Landon, lays it up and in, and gets fouled. Banks is a pretty big dude down low. Used a lot of athleticism, though, to get that one to go and harm. I beg your pardon, the scoreboard was actually behind me. So Shattern's actually had the lead at one point, but Mitchell just retook it. Up 7-6, 4:24 to go in the first quarter. Banks with the M1, missed it. Near offensive rebound grab by Galloway, but it landed in the hands of Thomas Smith, who will walk it across the G at the midcourt line. Give a handoff to Bissonnette. Skip to the left wing. Daniels there looking for Thomas Smith over in the corner, but now it's Landon. Goes to left side paint, missed the shot, rebounded by Banks. Now Placencia will drive coast to coast, get a lot of contact. That's going to be on the floor. It'll be interesting to see who this is on. Number two. Von Bissonnette, his first, team second. Jelinek picked up the first one earlier in the quarter. Three ball near side, way long by Chaney. Daniels caught it at the right block. Now he'll bring it across the timeline. Cross between the legs, gets Galloway in the air. Daniels missed on the shot strong. Rebound pops off the head of Clayton Thomas, but it's Placencia who picks it up and runs 90 feet before slowing it down top of the key. 3:35 to go. 1-point game. Mitchell 6-7 over Shattern. Banks will pop the three. Missed it. Rebound is deflected out of play by Clayton Thomas. As we get a look at London Beck for the Mitchell Tigers. Shattern in their game against Deering. Only used six guys until we got late into the game. But against Mitchell earlier this season, Tyson Poirier got some run in the first quarter at 4 points to help the Cardinals in their win. Dylan Landon, left side, drives baseline, throws it to Jelinek, lost control of it. Now Daniels at the right wing. Slow down to the top of the key, chest pass to Bissonnette, jumps inside, back out to Daniels, who will fire the three. The sniper drains the three. Brady Daniels gives the Cardinals a 2-point lead, 9-7, and a turnover on the press. No, it's Beck who recovers it. Now Landon steals it away. Shattern in transition, skips up to the corner. Bissonnette, three ball, got it. Back-to-back threes for the Cardinals will force a timeout taken by Mitchell. 2:44 to go in this first quarter. A 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and take one with them. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Basketball on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
This is Clayton Reeson, Nebraska Bank Branch Manager. Our team at Nebraska Bank takes pride in providing our customers both professional and personal financial services. Nebraska Bank looks at each customer, review your situation and your goals to determine the best route to financial success. Here in Shattern and from the 9 statewide locations, our experienced team is ready to serve you as your professional, personal, and financial partner. Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you, member FDIC.
Back-to-back threes give the Cardinals a 6-0 run, and they get out to the 12-7 lead. And I just got a final score from the girls' seventh-place game. Shattern Cardinals won that one 73-14 over Liberty Tree. The Cardinals girls are your seventh-place finisher in the Western Conference tournament. Mitchell has the ball going right to left, down by 5, 2:30 to go. In this first quarter, they get it across the timeline with a second to spare. Beck has it at the right side. Tried to throw it up top. Will skip pass, but it got deflected up top. Galloway, three ball, Kansas. Galloway caught the tip on the skip pass. Just stood there. No one closed out on him, and he canned the three. 12-10 is our score now. Jelinek throws it inside to Daniels. Wants to go to work against Placencia. Spins around, step through, a lot of contact, missed the shot, Banks rips the rebound down. Cynthia will throw it to the near side. Beck, just a couple of steps or two before he starts dribbling. Now Banks gets it underneath, and he traveled with it first. And Cohen checking in for Mitchell. Cohen had a pretty good game when these two teams played earlier this season. Cohen had 10 points in that game. Wayman Banks led the Tigers with 12. Clayton Schultz and Aiden Hohen each with 10, and Creed Chaney with 9 in that one for the Tigers. Was the Cardinal win. Daniels drives inside, kicks it to Jelinek. Extra pass to Smith, who cans the three. Thomas Smith comes over the near side, hits the corner three to make it 15-10. 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Banks inside, kicks out top to Galloway, stops with the left elbow. Near side with it is Cohen. I beg your pardon, that was Beck. Now around the horn. Goes the Tigers. Placencia blows it up top. Now Galloway at the right elbow. 10 on the shot clock. Galloway who gets a 5-second call against them. Good defense by the Cardinals. You got to move the ball as the officials will call 5 seconds. So it'll be Cardinal ball, 75 seconds to go in the quarter, 15-10 in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. Jelinek at the right elbow. Go look past near side to the corner where Smith is. Goes up to Daniels. This neck cuts inside. Daniels drives inside. Now Jelinek, who hasn't taken a three all season, throws it away. Under 1 minute to go, 55.3 to go, and we'll have a sub coming in, Norman Cooley. And Tobin Ross will check in. He was the first one off the bench in Thursday's game for the Cardinals. See if Braden Ryan plays tonight. This afternoon, he has missed the last handful of games due to a knee injury. He is suited up for the Cardinals. Over in the far side corner, getting trapped is Galloway. Daniels landing in on the trap. Foul is going to be called. That'll be the first on either Landon or Daniels. That I heard 35. That's his first. Shot clock down to 25. It didn't reset. With it up top is Cohen. Beck will slow it down. 20-second difference between shine game clock entry pass. No one was guarding the backside. It really gets the bucket to go. 3-point game. Shot clock turned off. Chattern hasn't been much the team that will let the clock tick down, but Brady Daniels will go ahead and hang out at the 10-foot line in the front court. Let the clock tick. Russ sets the screen up high. Daniels stops. Pops the three off the front of the rim. Rebounded by the Tigers. Here they come, a chance to tie the buzzer. Galloway, three ball at the buzzer, way short. And that'll do it for the first quarter, 15-12. The Shattern Cardinals lead the Mitchell Tigers after the first quarter. This first quarter was sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. We'll go ahead and take a break. Second quarter coming up next here on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672.
Welcome back to Gary, and this thing quarter is sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Leniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Leniger. We are underway. 15-12 is the score. Shattern Cardinals leading the Mitchell Tigers as Brady Daniels has the left wing. Crosses over at the free throw line. Now Bissonnette jumps inside, passes Jelinek at the right block, uses his weight to get a lane. Missed shot, though, rebounded by London Beck. It was three balls difference in the first quarter. Shattern hit three. Mitchell has hit one. That's been the difference so far. Michael Placencio at the right wing. Looks down low. Dips it down. Looking for Norman Cooley. He turns it over. Now Brady Daniels will run across the timeline. Jelinek trailing. Daniels will run to the free throw line. Jelinek gets at the right wing. Puts it over to the near side. Smith. Now Daniels. Bissonnette works his way toward the right block. Missed the shot. Tobin landed. Tips it right back to him. Second chance is good. Derek Bissonnette goes to work inside the Arrow Building Center paint. Gets it done. Arrow Building Center. When you're looking for your right paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center. 17-12. Cardinals lead by 5. We're 1 minute into this second quarter. Placencio has it at the top of the key. Throws it to Jordan McCarty. He's out there for the first time. Right side corner three taken. By Aiden Cohen, he drains it. 2-point game, 17-15. We thought this would be a dandy. I'll sit back and enjoy this ride. As Daniels walks across the timeline, screen coming, double screen coming, he takes the one left, drives inside, gets the trip from him, Beck picks it away, coast to coast, Landon meets him at the right block, fouls him on the ground, that's number two on Tobin Landon. Tobin Landon's spot is usually Tyson Poirier coming off the bench. It's going to be Cole Carnahan instead. It's been automatic all year for Kyle Sanders to rest guys the rest of the half when they pick up number two, and he'll go ahead and go to the bench for Carnahan's first appearance of the day. A little bit small ball now for the Cardinals. All sky out there is Brady Daniels. It's a little stride inbound, and McCarty holds it way too long. 5 second inbound call against the Tigers. Cardinal ball, 6:23 to go in this first quarter, and we have a player tied in their shoe. While he's doing that, we've got to remind you that Dean Nitch in Studio 308 specializes in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Smith, near side corner, entry pass into Jelinek, gets up in the air, gets harmed. We go on the free throw line for the first two free throws of the day for the Cardinals. Jelinek is a workhorse down low for the Cardinals. Held pretty quiet the other day against Gearing. Still looking, well, he's looking for his third point of the night, and he drains the first free throw. 18-15, 6:14 to go in the second quarter. Chatter Chiropractic, you only got one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care. Chatter Chiropractic in downtown Chatter. Jelinek splits the pair up by three. The Cardinals are, as Placencio has it at the top of the key. Drives to the right wing, stops, throws it down low, looking for Galloway, and it hits off the padding behind the basket. It'll be Cardinal basketball. We've gone 2 minutes into this second quarter. 18-15 is our score. Daniels at the top of the key, throws it to Jelinek. Near side corner now is Thomas Smith. Daniels will go to work at the right block, stop, finds Bissonnette open. Top of the key, three ball, got it. Bissonnette with his second made three of the game. Gets the lead up to six. Bissonnette with a hustle. Slaps the ball and stands above the scores table, trying to intercept a pass. Ball will stay with Mitchell, 5:35 to go in the quarter. But Quain Thomas, Wayman Banks, I believe Cohen check back in for the Tigers, joined by London Beck and Xavier Galloway. Banks has up the right wing, throws to the far side corner. It's Galloway. A bigger part than that is Cohen. Drives baseline, step back three over Thomas Smith, way short. Rebound is by Jelinek. Head of steam, dumps it to Thomas Smith, who lays it up and in. Thomas Smith going to work long with Ray Daniels and Derek Bissonnette. Cardinals up by seven. Bounce pass to Banks. Three steps right of the top of the key. Now in the corner. It's going. Thomas Smith is far enough back to bait him, but he won't take the bait. Pushes it to Clayton Thomas. Extra pass left side. Daniels swats back. Carnahan gets to the near side. Bissonnette, no look pass to Daniels, who will bring outside the arc and reset. Spin move. Look at the basket. Layup is no good. Rebounded by Cohen. Beck will slow it down, push it to the right side. Going, corner. Now it's Thomas. Throws it up top. Galloway, entry pass looking for Banks. A lot of deflections. Carnahan took a shot on that. Mitchell able to recover with 15 on the shot clock. 4:10 to go. 23-15 and a whistle. Timeout is going to be taken by Mitchell. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It. Top notch and butter, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. It's a full timeout taken by Mitchell. The Cardinals lead the Tigers 23-15, 4:13 to go in this second quarter. We'll go ahead and take a break. Come back for the rest of the second quarter. You're tuning in to Shattering Cardinal Basketball on DCSR and Shatterad.com.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Leniger, in Chadron. Then, rest easy, knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
Chadron Cardinals lead the Mitchell Tigers with 4 minutes and change to go in this thing quarter, which is sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Leniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Leniger. 4:11 to be exact to go in this second quarter. They switched the clock to the timeout timer very quick here, so I try to write it down as fast as I can. Admittedly, though, there might be a second or two difference between what I write down and what the scoreboard says for the time. But it'll be Mitchell ball underneath their basket on the far side of the court from my view. 13 on the shot clock, 8-point game. Pass stolen away on the inbound. Chadron with the steal off the inbound play. Thomas Smith has it at the top. Dribble handoff to Daniels. Stops. Bounce pass to Bissonnette. Goes to work inside the paint. Off balance. Missed the first one. Cardan throws it right off the front of the rim. Took the ball to his face on the ricochet. He races back on defense. Entry pass looking for Banks is deflected away into the hands of Derek Bissonnette. Now Brady Daniels will have to throw it from the baseline, and Bissonnette, second shot, no good. Third shot, no good as well. And now Mitchell has it. Jerry. It'll be shattered basketball. Placencio checks in. Sorry. Rose PA talking about something going on, and it distracted me for just a moment. Cardinal basketball, 3:24 to go in this first half. 23-15 is the score. Carnahan, Bissonnette, Jelinek, Daniels, and Thomas Smith all out there for the Cardinals. Jelinek goes to work at the right wing. Now Bissonnette drives right elbow. Jelinek head fake, splits inside the paint, tries to hand off to Carnahan, who has to chase it behind the back. Throw in to Daniels. Extra pass near side to Smith. Shattered in scramble mode. Three ball, right wing. Smith, no good. Bissonnette gets the offensive board, gets a good look at the basket, fan on the shot. Jelinek gets a shot blocked, but gets fouled in the process by Wayman Banks. That's Banks' second. Kings first of the quarter. That play by Carnahan. He ended up halfway up the stands on the far side, right in line with my view. Ended up leading to two free throws for Talon Jelinek, and he rounds the first one in and out. Thrive Financial, expert financial advice starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Chadron at 308-430-0760. Jelinek goes 0 for 2. He's 1 for 4 from the free throw line in this first half as Tyson Poirier. Haven Ketch is going to check in for the Cardinals. I really like what Ketch has been doing all season. Entry pass from Mitchell to the right block. Goes out of bounds. Colin Jelinek was trying to throw it back in, and no one was home. So Haven catches Tyson Poirier check in for the Cardinal. License plate. 2:40 to go in the first half. 23-15 is our score. And on the far side with it is Creed Chaney. Skips it to the near side wing. Placencio calls for Banks to go to work against Daniels. Poirier double team and reaches in. I believe that's going to go on Poirier, but where the official was at, I could see it being on Daniels. It is on Poirier. As Jelinek will come in for Thomas Smith. Second foul of the quarter on the Cardinals. 2:28 to go in the first half. 23-15 is the score. Galloway throws it in to Cohen in the far side corner. We'll bring it up to Placencio. Shot clock did reset to 35 on the foul. Placencio going up against Haven. Catches the freshman. Cal Sanders comes from a tree that you don't see many freshmen play in. Banks goes to work, bounces Poirier off him, and lays it in. That was risky by Wayman Banks right there. He already has two fouls. Threw a lot of contact with the arm, chicken legging out just a hair. No foul was called. 6-point game, 23-17, 2 minutes to go in the first half, and the timeout's taken by Kyle Sanders, indicating a full 1:57 to go in this first half. We'll keep it here, 27-13, the Shattern Cardinals leading the Mitchell Tigers. As a reminder, that timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's You Design It, Top Notch Embroidery, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Hey, coming up on the Shatter Insurance to Fit Your Needs halftime report, we'll recap this first one, take a look at the scores across the Western Conference tournament. I might even drop a score from last night of a tournament that is near and dear to me from down east, and also get a halftime news update. That's coming up on the Shatter Insurance to Fit Your Needs halftime show. 23-17 is our score. 1:37 to go, 57 to go, I beg your pardon, in this first half. The Shattern Cardinals looking to get fifth place for the second straight year. Last year in the first round, they lost to Gearing. Who would have guessed? In the first round, defeated Mitchell on the second day, 71-37. They defeated Sterling, Colorado, who is not a part of the Sterling this year, in the fifth place game. Earlier today, Shattern Cardinals girls team finished in seventh over at Scott's Bluff High School. They defeated Liberty Tree Academy by a 74-73-14 score. Chattering with the ball. Thomas Smith drives baseline, steps on the baseline. He's looking outside to Poirier. That'll be Mitchell Ball. Interesting lineup out there for the Cardinals right now. Tobin Russ is going to join in. See you. Replaces. This is a really interesting lineup. One that I haven't seen all year. Kyle Sanders trying to burn a few minutes. He did this in this same exact gym 8 days ago. Not with the same players, but went with a lineup you typically don't see. Haven catches Tobin Ross, Brady Daniels, Tyson Poirier, and Derek Bissonnette. Bissonnette has yet to leave the floor. Mitchell turns it over. Cohen was looking inside for Cooley. Trying to intercept the pass. Now Bissonnette has the top of the key. Poirier fumbled the pass, but got it to Bissonnette. Bissonnette with a contested J from the right side drains it. He's into double figures. Cardinals lead by 8. Have not led by more than 8. Knew this game was going to be tight. It was the second half that the Cardinals really took over. And firing the shot over Poirier is Galloway. Poirier, the lengthy forward for the Cardinals, didn't let that go down. We're under 1 minute to go. 25-17. Pass goes to the left side. Bissonnette looks underneath for Daniels. Poirier catches it, steps through, and got fouled going up for the shot. Based on the move, I was wondering if it was going to be a travel call. Fouls on Galloway, his first, team's third. Now Poirier, who had 4 points in the last meeting between these two sides, will step to the free throw line, place his right foot at the silver-colored nail. First free throw is no good. Daniels goes to the bench. Poirier looking to make the back half, and he drains it. Shattern 2-6 from the free throw line. Lead by 8-9, I beg your pardon. 26-17. Shattern has one starter out there right now, Derek Bissonnette, trying to kill a minute, get some of a blow for their starters. Up by 9 as a couple steals happen. Carnahan slows the Mitchell transition down, gets the steal himself. Now Shattern with the 2-on-1. Catches, fumbled the pass, got a little ahead of himself. Shattern will slow it down. Shot clock is turned off. Catches will stop at the top of the key. Throw it to Rust. Cut through. Rust looks inside the paint. Now Carnahan. 10 on the clock. Carnahan dribbles between the legs. Throws off the feet of Rust. Looks underneath. Gets his shot blocked. Carnahan steps through. Grabs it. Bissonnette will fire it with 2 seconds left in the quarter. Missed the shot. And that'll do it for the first half. 26-17, the Shattern Cardinals lead the Mitchell Tigers after 2. This end quarter was sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger. 26-17 as we roll into the half. We'll go ahead and take a break. Come back for the Shatter Insurance Halftime Show. You're tuning in to Shatter and Cardinal Basketball on KCSR and ShatterAd.com.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. FNBO, independent and family owned for six generations and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at FNBO.com, member FDIC.
When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488.
Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
The Shadron Insurance Halftime Show. Shadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ShadronInsurance.com.
Welcome to Gearing High School. 26-17, the Shadron Cardinals lead the Mitchell Tigers in the fifth-place game of the Boys Western Conference Tournament. I'm Chase Thompson here with you. The Shadron Cardinals led by 3, 15-12, after the first quarter and then extended it to a 26-17 lead going into the halftime break. Derek Bissonnette leads all scorers with 10 for the Shadron Cardinals. Thomas Smith with 7, Brady Daniels with 5, Talon Jonick with 3, and Tyson Poirier with a free throw. Cardinals have hit 4 3-pointers in the first half. Derek Bissonnette hit 2 of them. And on the flip side of things for the Mitchell Tigers, Wayman Banks leads them with 6 points. Clayton Thomas with 3, and Cohen with 3, Norman Cooley with 2, and Xavier Galloway with 3 as well. The Tigers have hit 3 3-pointers in that first half. The winner of this game clinches fifth place honor for the Western Conference boys team. The Shadron Cardinals looking to make it a perfect day with the girls taking seventh place over Liberty Tree Academy, 73-14. Liberty Tree making the trip up from Falcon, Colorado. Hasn't been the prettiest of weekend for the War Eagles coming up from Colorado. 26-17 is our score as we got about 6.5 minutes to go in the halftime break. We'll go ahead and step aside for a halftime run. Report when we return, get the second half going. You're tuning in to Shadron Cardinal Basketball right here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com.
For the best burgers and shakes in northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Chadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox to get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Chadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
Good afternoon. I am Dennis Brown with your halftime news update on KCSR. Federal prosecutors are asking a judge to dismiss their case against a former Nebraska congressman charged with lying to authorities about a foreign billionaire's illegal $30,000 contribution to his campaign. A court filing Wednesday doesn't explain why the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, D.C. is seeking the dismissal of charges against former U.S. Representative Jeffrey Fortenberry. The nine-term Republican resigned after a related conviction in Los Angeles in 2022. After an appellate court reversed Fortenberry's conviction, he was charged again last year. Fortenberry's trial was the first for a sitting member of Congress since Ohio Democratic Representative Jim Traficant was convicted of bribery and other felony charges in 2002. First cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza bird flu been detected this year in Nebraska flocks. The Nebraska Department of Agriculture announced the discovery of bird flu in two backyard poultry flocks in Kearney and Nance counties. U.S. Department of Agriculture Animal Plant Health Inspection Services helped assist in identifying the highly contagious virus. The disease spreads easily amongst birds through nasal and eye secretions, as well as through infected food, water, and manure, according to the state agency. It can spread from flock to flock, including during migration or contact through infected equipment or clothing. While birds can carry the virus without becoming sick, though the domesticated birds can become very sick and die. The virus can even result in sudden deaths of birds without showing any symptoms, and the virus can survive for weeks in contaminated environments. In basketball this morning, the Chadron girls won their game at the Panhandle Conference Tournament, 73-14 over Liberty Tree. A warm day, but snow on the way tomorrow. That's your halftime news update. I'm Dennis Brown.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Chadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Chadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Chadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron High student-athletes.
Oh, welcome back to the Chadron Insurance Fit Your Needs Halftime Show. Chase Thompson here with you. We've got about a minute to go until the start of the second half. So I want to kind of go back down memory lane for me and back to where I come from. And when you do this business, you go through a lot of things and have a lot of memories. And I want to talk about a tournament that, for the first time since I started doing this, I had to miss. And that is the Crossroads Conference Tournament. The finals are held at York City Auditorium. If you've never heard of it, never been there, I would highly recommend attending a Crossroads Conference Finals. And last night was the finals being played at the York City Auditorium, and in the girls' side of things, the Cross County Cougars, once again, after losing what they considered the best group of senior girls to ever go through the program, went right back to work and got the title, 61-34, over the Bruning, Davenport, Shickley, Eagles, and on the boys' side of things, for the first time in over a decade and a half. It was a sweep for a single school as the Cross County Cougars defeated the McCool Junction Mustangs 59-50. Crossroads Conference Tournament, along with the Mudakas, considered two of the best small school conference tournaments in the state of Nebraska. The Mudakas were settled a week and a half ago. Now the Crossroads Conference has been settled. Two great small school tournaments, really the best of Nebraska high school basketball. This will conclude the Shatter Insurance Halftime Show. Second half about to get underway this third quarter. It's sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. This second half, we'll see the Cardinals start on defense. Mitchell with the ball coming left to right or near to far from my view. With it right now is the Tigers. Calling for help is Creed Chaney, who gets it over to Xavier Galloway at the top of the key. Placencio cuts the free throw line. Pass through was stepped on by Thomas Smith. So Mitchell inbound the ball. 29 seconds to go on the shot clock. 26-17, the Cardinals lead the Tigers. Sanderson in the man-to-man defense, wearing their home white uniforms. Banks gets it inside the paint, lays it up and in. Banks can clear some space with that body, lay it up and in. Does have two fouls, so keep an eye on that. Tobin Landon, the only player with two fouls for the Cardinals. All starters out there as Thomas Smith fires the right side corner three and drains it. Makes it 26-19. Two possessions into the second half. Mitchell clears the press near side. Thought about taking the three was Thomas. Clayton Thomas, he gets it inside to Banks. Now it's Clayton Thomas. Banks near side corner going up against Jelinek. Drives baseline, loses it. Fishnet tries to come pick it off. Cincio, floater, hand it. He was held quiet in that first half, and he gets his first 2 points of the game to make it a 7-point game. 29-21. 1 minute in to this third quarter. Daniel uses the head fake, drives inside, drains the mid-range J. You can hit that mid-range shot. You are as deadly as anyone in Class C1. 10-point game, 31-21. Far side with it is Creed Chaney. Drives inside, just to the near side. Banks should be left open. Shannon did close out the cover on defense. Galloway, the right elbow. Placencio will fire the three, and he cans it. Placencio, scoreless in the first half. He has 5 straight points for the Tigers. Chatter does not get it across. 10-second backcourt violation. Derek Bissonnette was being a touch lackadaisical with the ball. Didn't look at the clock, and the officials used the shot clock the first 10 seconds to paw at the time. Patterson in a man-to-man defense. They can show a 1-3-1. Entry pass play in. Right side, Chaney. Got it. Quickly down to a 7-point. No, it should be a 6-point game. 5-point game, I beg your pardon. Yeah, 31-26. Daniels drives inside. Bissonnette, near side corner. Lost it. Placencio with a steal. Goes coast to coast. Stops the right block. Oh, that was almost a travel. They gave a little bit of giving there and back with the contact. Three balls missed, deflected out of play by the fence. Give and take was the phrase I was thinking of. I'm going to be hearing that a lot with the NASCAR season starting up tomorrow with the clash at Bowman Gray Stadium. Entry pass comes in the bank. Bounces off. Donick kicks it far side. Galloway, three ball. Candid. And Mitchell has cut this down to a 2-point game. Timeout taken by Kyle Sanders. 5:27 to go in the quarter. Waiting to see the signal. The full timeout. Timeout sponsored by Dunbar's U Design and Top Notch Embroidery, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. And just like that, we got a 2-point game. 31-29. The Cardinals lead the Tigers. We'll go ahead and take a break. Come back for the rest of the third quarter. You're tuning in. You're Shattering Cardinal Basketball right here on KCSR and Shatterad.com.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz & Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz & Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz & Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
Mitchell, wow, 12-5 run to begin this second half, 2-point game, 31-29. Had two lead changes in the first quarter, and since this game was knotted up at 0-0, have yet to see any ties. But now Mitchell's back within two, a game that we thought would be a dandy when we woke up this morning and made the journey over here, left about 8:20 a.m., made a trip over here to Gearing for the third straight day. Well, Scott's plus Gearing. Daniels drives the right side block. Gets fouled. It's a blocking foul. That's going to be on Banks, his third. Now Brady Daniels will go to the free throw line. Scoring numbers so far for the Cardinals have been pretty even. With Thomas Smith and Derek Pissonette each leading with 10. Daniels at the free throw line for two. First one goes down. Barn Ice Mechanical, your Ring Pro partner in Chadron, making your home or business feel like the perfect season, full season. Call the guys in the know about a re-unit today at 308-432-6722. And the Post-12 American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Chadron Cardinals. Daniels goes 2-for-2 from the line. A whistle. Got deflected out of play. Didn't see what happened. I was writing on my score sheet. It's back to a 4-point game, 33-29. Back on Thursday, Chadron was behind most of the game. Got within four a time or two to Gearing. But Gearing fended off every run, and we'll see if Chadron can kind of reverse the script. They're going to reset the shot clock to 20 with 4:49 to go in the third quarter. Galloway will inbound it, looking left to Clayton Thomas. Now pushes up top to Placencio. Banks will take the three. Missed it strong nearly. Well, he did brick it. Rebounded by the Cardinals. They're going to come down, face a man-to-man defense. Daniels throws it to Landon on the left side. Daniels gets it back near side corner. Three ball over Banks. It's short. Had a little bit of deep behind it. The backboard's still shaking. Mitchell in transition, now Clayton Thomas, near side corner, Placencio at the top of the key. Comes back to Clayton Thomas, guarded by Thomas Smith. Placencio tries to cross the pass. Bissonnette gets past, missed shot short. Bissonnette with the rebound. Leaves the pivot foot planted. Veteran in transition. Thomas Smith in the far side corner, now Daniels right wing. Gets the screen. Jelinek rolls the basket. Gets up in the air. And the foul goes against him. The charge taken by Galloway. That is Jelinek's second foul. As checking in is London Beck. Four-point game. 4 minutes to go in this third quarter. Cardinals looking to get fifth place for the second straight year. Coming out. And a 3-4 support press. Mitchell beats it. Galloway at the left wing. Backdoor cut by Clayton Thomas. Picked off, though, by Daniels for the Cardinals. He'll slow it down at the left wing. Tries toward Galloway. No-look pass underneath to Thomas Smith. In trouble. And a quick trigger on the tie-up call. Ball will stay with the boys in white. 3:33 to go in the third quarter. Still 4-point game. Cardinal lead. Daniels gets it. Goes to work from the left block. Uses the backboard. Hold the rim as protection. Missed the shot and a foul is called, though. That was on Clayton Thomas. His first. Team the second of the quarter. Daniels, he went 2-for-2 the last time at the free throw line. Learned another chip for a pair and he drains for first. Scooter's Coffee, the Strawberry Sweetheart Mocha. This indulgent treat creates a heartwarming blend that's both bold and sweet, available hot, iced, or blended. Tough. With whipped cream and a mocha drizzle, every sip will have you feeling the love. Whether you're sharing it with someone special or treating yourself, the Strawberry Sweetheart Mocha is the ultimate Valentine's Day indulgence. Thanks in transition, Miss the Short Floater. 6-point lead for the Cardinals, 35-29. Daniels drives, right block. Thomas Smith, 4-3, missed it. Banks goes over the top of Landon. A lot of contact, no foul was called. Cynthia will come towards me, pass to Clayton Thomas in the near side corner, skips over the far side. Galloway thought about taking three, but Daniels quickly was close out. Driving middle, drawing a foul. It is one that's back. That is on Tobin Landon. That's number three, and it is. First on the Cardinals this quarter. Quickly comes in. Cole Carnahan. Aiden Cohen checks in for the Tigers as well. 2:50 to go. And the third quarter, 35-29 is our score. Galloway will inbound it with a fresh shot clock. Throws it over the top to Keith Cohen. Beck will set up the offense at the right wing. Galloway, skip it over. Cohen, two steps left, top of the key. Taking a three is Beck. Way off. Daniels with the rebound, skips up to Carnahan. Good play, letting things roll in transition. Extra pass to Bissonnette, back down to Jelinek. No look, near side. Daniels will fire the three. Good closeout by Beck. Forced to miss it, way short. Jelinek tried to throw it between the legs, but he stepped on the baseline before he went in the air. Mitchell, ball, 2:23 to go in the third quarter. Beck picks up his dribble in the backcourt. Mitchell's got 5 seconds to get it across. They do, but turns it over. Daniels, one-handed pass towards Jelinek, gets deflected. Hits off the glass. Well behind the baseline. Here at Gearing, it's a really cool setup that they have behind the basket to my far left, which is on the Shattern side right now. Glass that in front of the weight room is recently done. Daniels draws another foul. This one's on the floor. That's on Galloway. Hits second. Team's third of the quarter. Got 2:09 to go in the third. 35-29. Give and go on the inbound. Daniels step back. Entry pass into Jelinek, who lays it up and in off the left side. Jelinek does a lot of work inside the paint, which makes me think that Arrow Building Center, if you're looking for the right paint for your project, think Arrow Building Center. Jelinek with the hustle play cuts Mitchell's transition offense down and steps on the baseline as he grabbed it. Tiger ball. 2 minutes to go in the quarter, and Mitchell turns it over off the inbound. When Jelinek has things going, he is almost impossible to stop. Smith will walk across the Gearing G, which from my view is backwards. Carnahan has now Smith on the near side corner. Entry pass into Daniels, gets bumped a couple times from Galloway, steps to the left block. Thomas Smith cuts toward the basket, and another charge is taken by Mitchell. That's one on Thomas Smith, number three on the Cardinals. We got 92 seconds to go in the third quarter. As two players will check in, Blaine Thomas and Creed Chaney come back in for the Tigers. Also out there for Mitchell is Xavier Galloway, Michael Placencio, and Wayman Banks for the Cardinals. Cole Carnahan, Brady Daniels, Alan Jelinek, Thomas Smith, and Derek Bissonnette. This is a 1-2-2 half-court trap coming for the Cardinals. It's worked a few times. Doesn't work this time. Banks, left block, steps through, lays it in, left side, and good. This is the first Tiger to get double figures. 6-point game. Just more than a minute to go. Bissonnette, left wing, steps back. Now Daniels, left block. This net, left elbow J is tan. Oh, I get shot. This net has a sweet looking shot. Mitchell breaks the press. Galloway at the right block. Man on the shot. Rebound. Goes out of play. Off of Chaney. Saturn ball, 52 seconds to go. Got about 18 or 19 second difference between shot and game clock. Clock pauses as the ball goes in play. This net will bring it across the timeline. Going right to the left. Daniels had to pick up the free throw line floater. He got reached in on. He was up in the air, so it'll be another set of free throws for Brady Daniels. He'll take free throws 7 and 8 in this quarter. Coleman runs to the scores table. So is Jordan McCarty. The foul is on Galloway, who picks up his third. Daniels at the free throw line for two. Gets the first one to fall home. If you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. Back to a 9-point lead just like that for the Cardinals. Looking to make it 10 is Daniels. And he can second to make it 10. Donna works with the free throw line this quarter. Donna's done pretty well, 8 of 12. Traffic coming. Mitchell clears it. 7 seconds difference between shot and game clock as we wind this third quarter down. Cencio has a puck. Gets the screen from Banks. Banks rolls left. Cencio poked away from him by Carnahan. Shot clock turned off. Daniels will hesitate. Throw it to Russ at the far side. This net's called for on the near side. Draws free throw line. One-handed shot missed. Looks like he was changing his mind midair, but had to commit to a shot. 5 on the clock. Far side, McCarty, 3-ball. Miss short. This net gets it. Looks up. Finds Russ. Simon Smith at the buzzer. Banks it wide left. And that'll do it for the third quarter. 41-31. Mitchell has cut it down to a 4-point game, but the Cardinals stretched it out late and lead by 10 after the third. This third quarter was sponsored by Kreitz and Schaefer Law, experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. We'll go ahead and take a break. Fourth quarter up next here on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Shadron, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shadron or online at WahlstromCars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Ranchers, are you ready to maximize your herd's potential? Legacy Co-op has everything you need to boost your cattle's health and performance. From our premium grind and mix offerings to our convenient lick tubs, we provide solutions to keep your cattle thriving. Don't forget about our high-quality DDG cubes designed to power up your herd with nutrients they need or our tailored mineral mixes. Don't settle for less. Contact Legacy Co-op. Grow in the future and your profits.
This fourth quarter is sponsored by Best Western West Hills Inn, wherever life takes you. Best Western is there. 41-31, the Shattering Cardinals lead the Mitchell Tigers. Mitchell has the ball. Entry pass comes into Wayman Banks. Keeps it back outside to Michael Placencio. Fires the three. Missed it off the orange-colored rim. Second chance for McCarty is missed as well. A push on the rebound to go the other way. That's on Creed Chaney, his first team, first of the quarter. That peach basket has been very favorable to the Cardinals at the free throw line in that third quarter. Brady Daniels went 7 of 8. Get the lead. Thomas Smith will fire a three. He missed it. Derek Bissonnette fights for the rebound. Not a bigger part of that is Tobin Russ. Went off some feet. I thought it went off a pair of purple shoes, which Tobin Russ is wearing, but no, they're going to stay off Mitchell. Center ball with a fresh shot clock, 7:28 to go. Entry pass into Thomas Smith. He steps left block, lays it in, up to a 12-point lead. The largest lead for the Cardinals has been 13. And near strip by from Clayton Thomas. He turns around, misses the kiss off the glass, rebounded by Derek Bissonnette. Daniels will stop. Throw it to Tobin Russ underneath, and he sticks the left arm out and commits the charge. That's three charges committed by the Cardinals. Paolo and Jelinek will come in.
For the Cardinals,
only seen about 8 players in the game for the Cardinals. Mitchell turns the ball over. It was right along the near side sideline. I couldn't see it as Mitchell Bench was right in front of me. Somehow that stayed in from the near sideline, but went out of bounds over the baseline. Cardinal ball up by 12. Bissonnette throws it to Thomas Smith, top of the key, now at the left elbow. It is Daniel. Stops inside, swings up top. Jelinek will scurry it over to Bissonnette. Thomas Smith with a fast cut along the baseline. Gives the Cardinals their large lead of the game of 14, 45-31. Janey, near side, three ball, way right. McCarty gets swatted by Jelinek. Ball will stay with Mitchell. 25 on the shot clock, 6:29 to go in this fifth place game. Gentlemen looks for the easy sweep over Mitchell, and then the inbound pass is fumbled into the stand. Shattering basketball. Marty Gillian, head coach. Mitchell just standing there with his hands on his hips watching. It's going to be a 2-3 extended zone for Mitchell. Shattering struggled against an extended 2-3 this season. And, of course, they turned the ball over. Going, comes to the near side. Crosses over. Carnahan gets the free throw line. Banks left open. Will fire the three. Hits it off the right side rim. McCarty, second chance floater, is short. Jelinek gets the rebound. Gets up the floor to Bissonnette, and Banks bounces off the knees and recovers the steal. A lot of contact. Banks nearly travels, and they're going to call it late. They were going to give it to him until he put the left foot down. And once he did, signal was given. It looks like we're going to have a no timeout. They're letting the sub come in. Philip Landon checks in for the Cardinals, for Talon Jelinek. Cole Carnahan getting an extended run in this one. Now, the third day of the tournament, this one you can start seeing some frustrations boil over from time to time. Daniels drives inside. Bissonnette splits inside. Carnahan, head fake second. Time up, no good. Rebound, kicks out to Daniels, who flanks the ball off the southern rim, bounces around, and the peach basket is favorable to Brady Daniels right there with a 3-48-31. Going, drives left side, back to a shot, laying good by Clayton Thomas, and he gets fouled. As we go on the free throw line, complete the old-fashioned three-point play. Fouls on Thomas Smith. His second, of the quarter. Jelinek got a quick little instruction period. We'll check right back in. Like Galloway checked in for the Tigers. And one is good for Thomas. Clayton Thomas. 14-point game for the Cardinals. Thomas Smith, right side corner, three, way strong. Talon Jelinek tips it. It goes out of play off of Galloway, who was coming over the top on that rebound. 5:04 to go in the fourth quarter. Bissonnette will inbound it right along the right side of the free throw line. He gets it back. D3, way short. So Landon tried to get the rebound. Banks grabs it, though. Transition. Blaine Thomas comes near side. Banks. We'll try again. Missed it short. Jelinek with the rebound. Skips up to Thomas Smith. Thought about spotting up, but throws it out to Daniels. It was deflected out of play. Galloway tried to throw it back in, but it goes out of bounds. Timeout shattering, a 30-second timeout, 4:42 to go in this one. 48-34, the Cardinals lead. We'll go ahead and take a break. Come back in 30 here on KCSR. It's Shadrad.com.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Shadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program.
Best Western, West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
For the best burgers and shakes in Northwest Nebraska, it's Q's Dairy Suite in Crawford. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron.
4:42 to go in this one. Shadron Cardinals leading the Mitchell Tigers 48-34. Gus Sanders called the timeout. He has two timeouts left. If he chooses to use them, Mitchell does have three. But the Cardinals have never trailed in this one. Thomas Smith at the right wing. Hesitates. Tobin Landon, who can hit a three from time to time, has hit one in this gym this season. Gives it to Daniels. Gets chicken wing down low. The foul on Mitchell. That is on Thomas. That's his second, team second, 4:30 to go. In the fourth, 48-34. Chase Thompson here with you as Helen Jelinek uses the rim for protection. Missed it, though. Dennis Brown back in the Platte Valley Bank, KCSR Studios, downtown Chapman, third day of the Western Conference Tournament, and Mitchell turns it over. What seems like is going on for the Tigers, they're getting a little too fast for themselves. A team that has a lot of athletes, no doubt. They've been getting better and better, still have time and room to grow. A lot of sophomores, and a lot of very young and talented players. And throughout this game, we've seen two seniors play for them. This man at the right block, season, missed it, tip back, no good. Daniel skips to the far side. This net recovers. Shot clock did reset. We're halfway through this fourth quarter. Oh, good pass to Landon, who gets to the left side block. And lays it in. You can't beat Tobin Landon, the lefty, quite on the left side all game. 50-34. Galloway, man, misses the three. Banks with a grab. Got blocked, but fouled by Daniel. It's only his first foul. It's been a well-played game for the Cardinals all day. So it'll be a pair of free throws upcoming for Mitchell. Can't see the number of the players at the free throw line, but it makes the first and it's free chain. Tyson Poirier checks in for the Cardinals. 50-35, I beg your pardon, is the score. Chaney is at the line for the second half of the two. It's just to go. And going checks in for the Tigers. 3:30 to go. 14-point lead for the Cardinals. Their largest lead is 16. Been twice. As this net gets the Poirier at the free throw line, Landon going with a little bit more length down the stretch in this one. No look pass to Landon, right side, steps through, finds Poirier, who fumbled it off. The steel shoes that he's wearing and is on top of it. They call it tie up. It'll be Shadron basketball. While they're setting things up, I got to remind you that KCSR's coverage of Shadron High School Sports is sponsored by Wallstrom Ford, Shadron Federal Credit Union, New York Life, Noel Vulcan, Arrow Building Center, Home Haven, Big Bass, Conoco, Security First Bank, and Eagle Chevrolet. Shadron with the ball, 10 on the shot clock. Thomas Smith, far side corner. Bissonnette jumps inside. Gets it. Jelinek might have to take the three. Does. Oh, man, I would have exploded if he made it. Rebound gets deflected around. Multiple players on the turf and travel on Mitchell. More of our sponsors that allow us to bring us high school basketball are Gears Napa Auto Parts, Shadron Lumber, Harris Seed and Morford's Decorating Center. A whistle away from the play. I believe a moving screen or travel is called by the backside official. It'll be Mitchell basketball, 2:51 to go. 50-36 Cardinals, 14-point difference. Shadron has never trailed in this game. They did trail, well, they trailed twice all in the first quarter. Haven't trailed since. Pass goes to Banks. Two steps right side, top of the key. Left side with it. Is back. Press crossover Poirier, but kicks it to Cohen. Three ball and strong. Poirier used the length of the arms to get the rebound. Center in transition. This net, left side laying here. This net likes this gym by a lot. He's gotten into double figures both times they played here in Gearing. certain places, certain players step up. And a blocking foul, I thought it was going to be a charge call. That's a block on Jelinek. Picks up his third. Team's fourth of the quarter. 16-point game, tied for the largest lead of the game for the Cardinals. Pass comes into Cohen. Missed the layup. Daniels chases the rebound down on the backside. 2 minutes to go. Daniels tries to give it over to Poirier's lazy pass from Cincio with an interception over the far side. Thomas Smith comes in, lays the hammer down on Beck as he went up for the shot, and it will be a pair of free throws. Smith now with three fouls. That's the fifth on the Cardinals. Mitchell is shooting free throws. The last 111 seconds of this game. As Beck goes to the free throw line, let's remind you that Chattern High School Sports on KCSR is sponsored by Nebraska Land Tire, Hauser's Grab and Go, First National Bank Omaha, Hilltop Lane, FNIC, Wild, Legacy Co-op, and Flat Valley Bank. Special thanks to all of our sponsors who have come on board for the season. It's been a long 3 days, but I've enjoyed every moment of the journey. It's been 10 years and 1 month since, well, now 2 months as we are in February. Since I've been a part of the Western Conference Tournament, grew up loving this tournament. It's been really fun to come back and enjoy it. After this game, I am going to go attend a couple games over at WNCC just to relive some memories as they go one for one from the free throw line. Timeout taken by Mitchell. Full timeout. We'll keep it here with just under 2 minutes to go, 151 to go in this one. 52-37 is our score. Chattern Cardinals leading the Mitchell Tigers. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's. You design it. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman's jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Looks like the Cardinals are going to come home with 2 wins today. They took the girls to the seventh-place game, 73-14 earlier today. And now the boys are on track to get fifth place in back-to-back years. Next game for the Cardinals will be on Friday when Hill City comes down to Chattern in one of the last three home games. We only got two more road games before we get to sub-districts. We'll go to Valentine next Saturday, 5 o'clock boys' shift time. So that tells me girls will be at 3:30 over in Cherry County. It'll be the first game all season in the central time zone for the Cardinals. And for me, that's been a long time coming. In fact, it's only the second game for the boys all year that have been played in the Central Time Zone football. Only time we were over there was Valentine, of all places. It was a win for the Cardinals. Then the boys will wrap up the regular season at Lakota Tech on February the 21st. Girls will wrap up their regular season on the 14th versus Sydney, part of two games at home that week versus Douglas, Wyoming. In the Sydney Red Raiders, the girls head coach Kelsey Scott, a 2008 graduate of Douglas High School, she'll be coaching against her sister in that game. This will be a great moment. It has been a season filled of great moments and family memories for a lot of people around the Chattern basketball organization. 90 seconds to go, reaching on Mitchell, on Daniels. That's number three on the Tigers. Sean Galloway, his fourth. Creek Cheney checks in for Mitchell. Out there for the Cardinals right now, they're going with Philbin Landon, Tyson Poirier, Derek Bissonnette, Brady Daniels, and Thomas Smith. This is a free throw shooting lineup out there for the Cardinals. Bissonnette drives to the top of the key. Daniels tries to cross over Galloway, pass to Landon, near side corner. He hit a three from that exact spot last Friday here. Chattering, wasting time, 75 seconds to go. Daniels inside the lane, tried to throw it to Poirier, but it's picked off by Galloway. It's going to be a two-on-one with Landon coming back. Lay-in, left side, good by Beck. Now a 13-point game. Chattering splits the press. Poirier kicks to Landon. Got up in the air, traveled first. 54.3 to go. Hey, coming up on the 5th-7 postgame show, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week. We'll recap this one and remind you of tomorrow's Nebraska basketball game in the afternoon as they take on Oregon. We'll have that here on KCSR. Galloway lays it up and in. Consider this garbage time points. Mitchell's making an interesting late. Can't let off the throttle. See if they foul. I'm not seeing the call with Tigers down by 11. 11th a little too far. Actually, there's only a 3-second difference between shot and game clock. The Cardinals are going to do it. 5th place for Shattering back-to-back years for the team in white. Landon, left side land. Count it, and one. 16.7 on the clock. Cole Carnahan, Trey Owsley, Haven catches, JT Obando, and Jace Pow-Pow. Walking through the scorers table for the Cardinals. Dylan McCarty going in for Xavier Galloway, who fouls now. Pow-Pow will come in for Landon after the free throw. I don't see the Cardinals fouling right now to get Pow-Pow out there, as it'd be free throws for the Tigers. Landon with the and-one, the lefty, puts his left toe at the free throw line, misses the free throw, rebounded by Bank. Runs up the floor, bounce pass, left side, missed shot by Cree Cheney. And the Shattering Cardinals will walk the ball across the timeline and secure the victory, 54-41. The Shattering Cardinals take down the Mitchell Tigers and get 5th place in the Western Conference Tournament. What a performance from the Cardinals to get the second one against Mitchell this season. This fourth quarter was sponsored by Best Western and West Hills Inn, wherever life takes you. Best Western is there. We'll go ahead and take a break. 5th-7 postgame show coming up next here on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Your financial future is bright at the Shadron Federal Credit Union. We offer credit builder loans, signature loans, and so much more. Our youth and teen accounts are high interest bearing, helping our youngsters make the most out of their money, in addition to several other youth programs throughout the year. For our other members, we offer IRAs and CDs, along with other programs to ensure a successful financial future at Shadron Federal Credit Union, 126 East 3rd in Shadron, where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Arrow Building Center in Shattern has a February Gherkin Windows and Doors special going on all month long. Through the 28th, you can spring into savings of 40% off Gherkin Windows and Doors. That's all of Gherkin Windows and Gherkin's quality doors 40% off during February. Gherkin Windows and Doors are made right here in Nebraska. Not only great-looking windows and doors, but energy-efficient to save you money year-round. See Arrow Building Center this month and save 40% on Gherkin Windows and Doors. Arrow can even help you line up qualified installers. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shadron.
This is the Fit7 postgame show. Fit7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
Welcome back to the Gearing High School final score, 54-41. The Shattering Cardinals take down the Mitchell Tigers to claim 5th place in the Western Conference. Add to the haul for Shattering today and the Western Conference final day. Cardinals led by 3 after the first quarter. 2 lead changes in that first quarter made it 26-17. Cardinals in the second quarter going into half and never trailed the rest of the way, pulling off the 54-41 win. Cardinals were led in scoring by Brady Daniels with 16 points. Thomas Smith and Derek Bissonnette were right behind him with 14. As the Cardinals get 5th place for the second straight year in the Western Conference Tournament, go to 10-8, have Hill City coming up after a six-day layoff back at the Birdcage. Final score, 54-41. The Cardinals take down the Tigers, who dropped to 8-11 and finished sixth. We'll go ahead and take our last break, come back, and say goodbye. You're tuning in to Shattering Cardinal Basketball on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches, or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chatterton, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're going to need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
For one final time from Gearing High School, the Chatterton Cardinals claim fifth place with a 54-41 win over the Gearing Bulldogs. Final stats for the Cardinals include Brady Daniels with 16, Derek Bissonette, Thomas Smith with 14 points for the Cardinals, Talon Jelinek had 5, Tubman Landon had 4, and Tyson Poirier had 1 for the Cardinals as they go 8-13 from the charity stripe. For the Mitchell Tigers, leading scorer was Wayman Banks with 10 points, Xavier Galloway had 8, Clayton Thomas had 6, Michael Placencio had 5, and Cohen with 3, and Norman Cooley with 2. The Cardinals move 10-8 on the season. Got Hill City coming up on Friday before we go to Valentine next Saturday. The girls' side of things, Chatterton Cardinals defeat Liberty Tree 73-14 to claim 7th place. Third place has already been decided. Championship coming up next over at WNCC for the girls. Currently ongoing at WNCC, and where I'll be going here in a minute, is the third place game for the boys between the Alliance Bulldogs and the Gearing Bulldogs, the Battle of the Bulldogs, over at WNCC. Championship game for boys coming up at 3:30 at Scotts Bluff in Sydney. Well, it's been an adventurous 3 days for the Western Conference Tournament. 12 hours of driving total, including the drive going home. It's been fun. I'm feeling it right now, but the journey has been a fun ride. Seeing the Cardinals do some great things over the past few days. The regular season is slowly winding down. Only got a few more weeks before we're in Bridgeport for girls, Ogallala for boys, for sub-districts, and then the season is over just like that. It's been a fun journey. Got a few more weeks to enjoy it, but this will conclude the KCSR's coverage of the Western Conference Tournament. I'm Chase Thompson. For Dennis Brown, back at KCSR Platte Valley Bank Studios in downtown Chatterton, saying good afternoon, everybody, and goodbye.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches, or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank. And if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Chatterton, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrach Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrach Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrach.com.
Some programs this hour may be pre-recorded.
We're AM 610 KCSR Shadrin.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. And maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. And maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. When you were always
were always on my mind.
Always on my mind.
Some programs this hour may be pre-recorded.
We're AM 610 KCSR Shadron.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Allison Keyes. Witnesses describe a terrible scene as a medical transport plane plummets to the ground in Philadelphia with six people aboard, including a girl with a life-threatening condition. At least one person on the ground died as well, and homes in the area caught fire. CBS's Chris Van Cleve.
A Lear 55, a private jet used as an air ambulance, believed to have six people on board, crashed, falling out of the sky like a missile in Philadelphia.
Everyone on the plane was from Mexico, including the child who was being treated at a Philadelphia hospital. At least 19 people on the ground were hurt, and first responders are still searching the area.
It will likely be days or more until we are able to definitively answer the question about the number of folks who perished in this tragedy.
This Philadelphia woman says she won't be flying anytime soon.
It's just scary to think about, like, all the crashes, like the ones that happened, like in D.C. and then the one happening here. It's just scary to think, like, maybe flying isn't the best thing to do right now.
CBS News has learned that relatives of some of the 67 people who died in that mid-air collision between an American Airlines jet and a military helicopter will be taken to the scene near Ronald Reagan National Airport, where the wreckage is still visible in the river. But CBS's Erica Brown reports some remains are still missing and an investigation into the cause is ongoing.
Recovery teams are still trying to reach more than 20 people who perished when the two aircraft collided Wednesday. Navy barges are en route to the crash site near D.C. to help salvage debris.
There's pushback in L.A. from residents worried about EPA processing sites where teams would collect and deal with some of the toxic materials from properties burned during those wildfires.
People who live along the coast at the edge of the Palisades fire zone say they don't want toxic materials from the burned out properties processed here. They're worried about the environment and their own safety. Clayton Colbert has lived in the area for decades.
Chain myself to a bulldozer. I'll do whatever I have to do to make that not happen.
EPA officials say it'll only be a temporary site and they will take precautions. John Baird for CBS News, Pacific Palisades.
Home ownership may be out of reach for many families in the nation for a long time. The median age of first-time homebuyers rose to 38 last year. For decades, that number was between 30 and 32 years old. Experts are blaming a housing shortage and high mortgage rates. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Okay, I have to tell you. I was just looking on eBay, where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams. One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Special arrangements for a bear caught up in those L.A. wildfires.
Sammy Arbit says the bear is well known in the neighborhood. He lived in nearby Eaton Canyon where the Altadena fire started.
I think during the fire, he pretty much stayed in there. I think he was scared.
The gas company had to get under there to turn the gas back on. But at 525 pounds, the bear was too fat to tranquilize. So wildlife officials lured him into a trap filled with goodies.
Rotisserie chicken and sardines and tomato sauce, apples and peanut butter and all kinds of stuff. They made a feast for him.
After he was trapped, the bear was tagged and relocated back into the forest. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em.
It's another showdown for Beyonce and Taylor Swift at tomorrow's Grammys, with both stars up for Album of the Year. Beyonce's never won it, though she has the most nominations with 11, but if Swift wins it, it'll be her fifth time. Allison Keys, CBS News.
Oh, by the way, Ivan's no longer on the project. His wife got a new job, so they're moving across the country.
Robin's top researcher is deviating to a new market. This isn't standard.
And now we're short-staffed. Who's going to finish all these projects?
She needs a cluster of new data analysts, and there's no margin for error.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Build your business with a partner you can trust, The Home Depot. When you join Pro Xtra, you get lower than shelf pricing and dedicated support to help you streamline your business and stay on budget. Get dedicated pro support for supply sourcing, custom orders, large equipment rentals, and more. At The Home Depot, we supply the support your job needs with the level of service your business deserves. The Home Depot, how pros get more done.
Are you confused seeing so many ads for hearing aids on TV and wondering what the difference is between them? Girard Audiology is here to answer all of those questions for you. Whether it's an over-the-counter hearing aid, hearing aids that can stream phone calls, or finding a finance program to fit your budget, we're here to help. Because of the excellent customer service and the knowledge we provide, we've been voted your favorite hearing health care provider in the Panhandle for 19 years. Call to schedule your appointment today at Girard Audiology,
632-7415. KCSR weather.
Saturday afternoon, going to be pretty nice, partly sunny with a high in the mid-50s. However, breezy winds out of the west could gust as high as 40 miles an hour. Well, said gusty overnight, dying down to around 25. A 30% chance of rain rolling in early tomorrow. After that, looks like a good chance of precipitation. 40% chance of snow and rain mixture, cloudy with a high in the mid-40s. That'll keep up through the night, and Monday mostly cloudy with a high of 27.
Whichever I choose, and they won't ask me questions about why I've got the blues. I've got a Houston solution in mind. All it takes is a call on the troubles will follow and find you someday. There's no use to argue, 'cause he's probably right. But I've run out of options, and I'm leaving tonight. 'Cause I've got a in mind. All it takes is a call on the telephone line, and I can leave all these problems in Nashville
from the mountains coming home, home, home. Thought I'd better warn you, so I called you on the phone. Get rid of Joe the grinder, you better be there alone. Cause the old man from the mountains coming home. I've been working in a sawmill, I'm all uptight and tense. I got wind that someone's been digging under my back fence. Thought I'd better call you, let you know today that the old man from the mountains on his way. Yeah, the old man from the mountains coming home, home, home. Thought I'd better warn you, so I called you on the phone. Get rid of Joe the grinder, you better be there alone. Cause the old man from the mountains coming home. Wind it up now. Dang cool head off, all for a dollar bill. Now I need a bunch of good loving, so I'm coming down the hill. Don't want no friendly Henrys warming up my bed. And the old man from the mountains means what he said. Yeah, the old man from the mountains coming home, home, home. Thought I'd better warn you, so I called you on the phone. Get rid of Joe the grinder, you better be there alone. Cause the old man from the mountains coming home. One more time. The old man from the mountains coming home, home, home. Thought I'd better warn you, so I called you on the phone. Get rid of Joe the grinder, better be there alone. Cause the old man from the mountains coming home.
A country boy set out to see the world. Remember when those city lights shined down? That big old moon shines on your Kentucky girl. I swear I love you by the moon.
With 50 years of great country classics, it's a Country Classic Weekend on AM 610 KCSR.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and
step. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the star boss said, well, bless my soul, you load 16 tons. What do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Just another one-night stand. She was easy as pie, and I had her eating out of my hand. Had her eating out of my hand. She was easy to touch.
Easy.
Smiling as I came on strong, she was easy as pie, and I knew it wouldn't take me too long. Knew it wouldn't take me too long. The lady wasn't playing the game. Now I'm easy as pie. The lady had herself a plan, and it's easy to see that she's got me eating out of her hand. Got me.